Hey, well, thank you so much. It is a privilege to be here at your beautiful parish as we talk about St. Louis de Montfort's true devotion to Mary. Many of you are preparing to make her consecration on March 25th. Let us begin with a Hail Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. St. Louis, Marie de Montfort. St. Maximilian Kolbe. Blessed Mother Teresa. Blessed John Paul II. All you heavenly angels and saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let me begin with a little opening story. Little Johnny's dad was a Protestant minister of a small church in the Midwest. One day he told Johnny that a very important leader, a bishop, was coming to the church and would be staying with them at their house. Little Johnny became very excited about meeting a bishop. "What do I get to do?" he asked. "Your job," the father answered, "will be to take his morning tea up to the guest room." "Well, what should I say?" Johnny asked. "Just remember to say, 'It's the boy, my lord. It's time to get up.'" Little Johnny was very excited. He kept repeating those lines. "It's the boy, my lord. It's time to get up." Over and over again. Finally, the day arrived. Little Johnny had learned all his lines. At the appointed hour, the bishop's tea and a biscuit were put on a tray and given to Little Johnny to take to the guest room. Johnny walked up the steps and he got so excited, he banged on the door and said, "It's the Lord, my boy, and your time is up." Well, Lent is a time to get ready to meet the Lord. And we prepare during this period of Lent with prayer and penance to celebrate with great joy the resurrection on Easter. But we're also at the same time making the preparation for the total consecration. So it goes very well together, your Lenten preparation as well as your consecration that you'll be making on March 25th, the feast day of the Annunciation. That's a very important feast day for me, and as well as for my dad, that's our baptismal day. It was March 25th, the feast day of the Annunciation. And so every year I've made or renewed my consecration on the same day, probably for the last 30-some years that I've been doing the consecration, maybe 35 years now. And in fact, St. Louis de Montfort says that the consecration is the perfect renewal of your baptismal vows and promises. So it is a great opportunity we have tonight to reflect for a few moments on the total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Now, what is the purpose of the consecration? It is to help us become saints. It is to make us more like Christ, which is the purpose of life. That is what holiness is. It's being like Jesus. And so just as Jesus entrusted himself to Our Lady, and Our Lady and the Holy Spirit formed him in her womb, so we ask Our Lady and the Holy Spirit to form us into the image and likeness of Christ. That's what this consecration is all about. It's to become like Jesus. So allowing Mary and the Holy Spirit to form us and mold us into the image of Christ. So this is a Christ-centered Marian spirituality. And it's a proven maker of saints. Let me list some of the saints and those saints in the making that have made and lived this consecration. Saint Therese, the little flower. St. Maximilian Kolbe, Blessed Matt Talbot. In fact, Matt Talbot was an alcoholic lying in the gutter until somebody gave him a copy of the True Devotion. After he read it, he was converted and is well on his way to sanctity. Instead of spending 16 hours a day lying in the gutter, he would spend 16 hours a day before the Blessed Sacrament in Eucharistic adoration. That's what the De Montfort consecration did for him. Also, St. Pius X. In fact, every pope since Pius IX has made the consecration and encouraged people to make the consecration. And then course, Servant of God Frank Duff, founder of the Legion of Mary, Servant of God Alfie Lamb, Legion of Mary missionary to South America, Venerable Edel Quinn, missionary to Africa. They all lived and made this De Montfort consecration. Blessed Mother Teresa, Blessed John Paul II, and then Father Michael Scanlon, when he was at the University of Steubenville, right before he was ordained, he made this consecration. And he said it gave him tremendous graces. Jerry Conacher and his wife Gwen, founders of the Apostolate of Family Consecration, Mother Angelica, Louis Kazmierik, he was the escort of the Pilgrim Virgin statue. So all of these men and women have made and lived this consecration. Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary, I was named after him. My mom and dad were personal friends of his. When Frank Duff died back, I guess, around 1980 or so, my dad went to the funeral, and he was trying to get some sort of a relic of Frank Duff, maybe a prayer book or a holy card or a rosary. But all they were able to give him was Frank Duff's stapler. Okay, so, which is a great relic because it's a second-class relic, and every time you use it, it punches out third-class relics. So it's a classic relic. So one day when he becomes a saint, that will be a good relic to have. So all these men and women have made this consecration. So what is this consecration? It is the perfect way, the most humble way, to give ourselves entirely to Jesus Christ, to renew our baptismal vows and promises through the Blessed Mother. It is always to Jesus through Mary. And the Lord himself established this pattern of entrusting himself to Mary. Who was the first one who entrusted himself to the Blessed Mother? It was Jesus. Jesus entered Mary's womb for 9 months. He's the first one who entrusted himself, consecrating himself to Our Lady for 9 months in his mother's womb. So when we make this, we're imitating Jesus. Jesus said, "Follow me." Where did Jesus go? He went into the womb of Our Lady. So we follow his good example and entrust ourselves to Mary. And then she, in turn, gives us to Christ. Can we give ourselves to Jesus directly? Of course. But De Montfort says it's a more humble way, spiritual way to do it through the Blessed Mother. He uses the example of a little poor peasant boy who has a gift for a king, but all he has is a beat up, bruised up apple. And so it's not a very presentable gift to the king. So what he does is he gives it to the queen. The queen takes it back into the kitchen. She peels it, digs out the bruises, slices it up, puts it on a silver tray with garnish and caramel sauce and caramel dip. I added that part. That was not part of Louis de Montfort. But she made it a presentable gift, and which was a very pleasing gift to the king. That's what Our Lady does with our prayers. She takes them to the Lord. So yes, we can go to Jesus directly, but it's a more humble way to go with, in, and through Mary. When we make the consecration, what do we give? De Montfort says we give everything past, present, and future. We give our future vocation, whatever it might be. We give our spiritual, everything spiritual, everything material. We give our house, your car, your property, your possessions, your money, your health, the kind of death that you'll undergo. You give your prayers, indulgences, graces, merits. Everything is given to Our Lady, who in turn gives it to Christ. So it's called a total consecration. And one of my favorite stories about total consecration was on a farm. There was a chicken and a pig, and they both loved the farmer very much because he took such good care of them. So the chicken came up with an idea. "Tomorrow we're going to cook breakfast for the farmer." And so the chicken told the pig, "I'll supply the eggs, you supply the bacon." Okay, and the pig thought about it for a couple minutes, and he said, "I'm not so sure. For you, it's a donation. For me, it's a total commitment." And so Our Lady wants the bacon. She wants us to give her everything so she can give it to Christ. So again, it's to Jesus through Mary. Now the question always comes up, well, if I give everything to Our Lady, all my prayers and intentions, can I still pray for my father, mother, brother, sister? Can I pray for the Pope? Can I pray for the souls in purgatory? The answer is yes. But once you make the consecration, it's always subject to Our Lady's good pleasure. If she knows that somebody needs it more, you give her permission to give those prayers and graces to whoever needs it the most. That's what it means to make the consecration. Yes, you can still pray for special intentions, but it's always subject to Our Lady's good pleasure. Wherever she needs those prayers, she's allowed to distribute them to whoever needs them the most. So De Montfort says, pick a day and then make the consecration. He recommended a feast day of Our Blessed Mother. And in the back of this book, The 33 Days to Morning Glory, Father Gately recommends any of the 17 feast days of Our Lady throughout the year. For example, Our Lady of Lourdes, February 11th, March 25th, the Annunciation, May 13th, Our Lady of Fatima, May 31st, the Visitation, the Saturday after Corpus Christi, the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, July 16th, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, August 15th, the Assumption, August 22nd, the Queenship. So you probably never realized there were 17 holy days, not holy days of obligation, but 17 feast days of Our Lady throughout the year. September 8th, Our Lady's Nativity. September 12th, the Holy Name of Mary. September 15th, Our Lady of Sorrows. October 7th, Our Lady of the Rosary. November 21st, the Presentation of Mary in the Temple. December 8th, the Immaculate Conception. December 12th, Our Lady of Guadalupe. January 1st, Mary, Mother of God. February 2nd, the Presentation. So any of those 17 days, you can pick a day and give yourself away. And so all of you are doing this on March 25th. Now, when you make the consecration, you can use one of two books. Last year, I believe you used the 33 Days to Morning Glory, where the first week you spent time reading about Louis de Montfort and his spirituality and his writings. The second week, you read about Maximilian Kolbe and his writings. The third week, Blessed Mother Teresa. And the fourth week, the life and writings of John Paul II. And then the last 5 days was a review of the writings and the lives of these four great Marian saints and theologians. And then this year, I believe, using the 33-day preparation put together by the Montfort Fathers, and this is also 33 days, the first 12 days, readings and prayers from Scripture, especially the Sermon on the Mount, trying to rid ourselves of the spirit of the world, reading the Imitation of Christ. The first week, 7 days, growing in knowledge of self. The next 7, knowledge of Mary. The last 7, knowledge of Christ. And in this book, you read passages from the Gospels, the Imitation of Christ, the True Devotion, and then say litanies and prayers, as you're well aware of. But then on March 25th, you make the consecration. It's recommended, if possible, to go to Mass and Holy Communion and after Mass and Communion or later in the day, Vespers, for example. You bring your consecration, which you can sometimes either type up or write out, or you can use the one in the book. But then after you make the consecration, you sign it. And then sometimes if a priest is there, you can have him sign the book as well as a witness. That's optional. And in the past, we've had everybody bring a rose or a flower. And then after they make the consecration, they go place that in the vase in front of the Blessed Mother, or they can light a candle in the church. And then you can wear a sacramental, maybe have it blessed, a miraculous medal, or what De Montfort calls the little chain, which could be a chain such as this, which is a consecration bracelet or chain. You can get it blessed, and it reminds you that you belong to Jesus and Mary. So again, that's optional, but it is a good reminder of the consecration. So after you make the consecration, then the most important part is living it. Well, how do you live the consecration? You then try to live in trustful surrender and dependence on Jesus and Our Blessed Mother, to be like a little child, to allow Our Lady to form us and mold us into the image of Christ. So we abandon ourselves to divine providence, and we trust. We believe that we're then chess pieces in the hands of Our Lady, and she can use us and move us wherever she likes. And Our Lady then is our spiritual mother, and we entrust everything to her. And after we make the consecration, you're not allowed to worry about anything. Did anybody ever tell you that? No more worries. You're not allowed to worry, because everything belongs to Our Lady and to Our Lord. You are their property and possession. Give your worries to God. He'll be up all night anyway, as the saying goes. So worry is a minor form of atheism. We do not want to worry. Instead, we trust. And after you make the consecration, you live in trustful dependence upon Jesus and Mary. One of the greatest stories I've heard is Father Aidan McGrath. I think I have his CD out there if you'd like to pick up a copy. He was in communist prison, solitary confinement, for 3 years, from 1949 to roughly 1952, when he was arrested by the communists. And he had made the consecration, and he said in prison he was never more at peace in his whole life, because he knew that he belonged to Our Lady and to the Lord. And he had made a promise never to be uneasy about anything, never to worry about anything. And he said that even in the midst of torture, in the midst of hunger, the heat, the cold, the starvation, the rats, the smell, he said he was never more at peace than when he was in that communist prison cell, because he had made the consecration and he had promised Our Lady never to worry about anything, never to be uneasy about anything. And he remained completely peaceful for that entire 3 years in solitary confinement. Now, lastly, after you make the consecration and then live in trustful dependence, you then try to live in union with Mary, to try to imitate her virtues. So you then try to think with Mary's mind, speak with Mary's words, listen with Mary's ears, love with Mary's heart, pray with Mary's faith. So you want to develop her virtues, her faith, hope, and charity. And the 10 virtues of Our Lady are mentioned in the writings of the Montfort and also in the 33 Days to Morning Glory, trying to imitate Our Lady's purity, her prudence, her humility, her faith, her devotion, her obedience, her poverty, her patience, her mercy, and her sorrow. Sorrow for the sins of the world. And then it's also recommended that when you make the consecration, you then try to imitate Our Lady in how you live your life, whether it be doing the dishes, as the Blessed Mother did dishes. Frank Duff once wrote a great article called Mary Kept Hens at Nazareth, which showed that Our Lady had to sweep the house, and she had to bake the bread, that she had to do the cooking. And so as a mom or a wife or a dad, and you're there making a meal, well, you try to imitate Our Lady. De Montfort also says every time you go to Holy Communion, try to go to communion as Our Blessed Mother would, with great love and reverence and purity of heart, to receive the Lord in communion. When you attend Mass, think of how did Our Lady attend the crucifixion. Our Lady was so reverent and filled with faith and compunction for the sins of the world. So attend Mass like Our Blessed Mother stood at Calvary. Or when you make the Stations of the Cross, think, well, how did Our Lady make the first stations, the Via Dolorosa? So try to imitate Our Lady in all things. And then De Montfort recommends that there are certain internal practices and external practices that we should do to imitate Our Lady and to try to always keep her in the forefront of our mind. And of course, he recommends praying the Rosary every day. So all of us should do that, and to join the Rosary confraternity. In fact, somebody once said a decade a day keeps the devil away. So imagine what a whole rosary would do. So pray the rosary every day. Wear a Marian sacramental, like a miraculous medal or a brown scapular. Make sure you have a beautiful statue of Our Lady in your home, or a sacred image or icon of Our Lady. perhaps wear the little chain as a reminder. Also, every year, celebrate your baptismal anniversary, because the Montfort was very big on renewing your baptismal vows each year on your baptismal anniversary day. And every day you can say the short form of the consecration, I am all thine, my queen, my mother, and all that I have is thine. Then De Montfort recommends singing Marian hymns and reading Marian poetry, placing flowers at the statue of our Blessed Mother, honoring her shrines, visiting her holy places and her shrines. And, of course, I'd recommend each year renewing your De Montfort consecration to Jesus through Mary. And just as a final thought, what I'd recommend also, and De Montfort says that, and Frank Duff in his writings, that once we make the consecration, we should be filled with Our Lady's zeal for souls. Our Lady is a queen and a mother, but as St. Therese says, she's more mother than queen. What does that mean? She's more of a mother, that she wants her children to get to heaven. So once you make this consecration and are united to Our Lady, you want to become like her and to help save souls, to lead souls to Jesus. So Our Lady's main purpose is to lead all souls to heaven, to her divine Son, Jesus. And that's what we should do as well. If we truly are one with Our Lady, with her mind, her heart, her soul, then we have to have a concern for the salvation of souls. And one of the most beautiful ways to do this is by being in the Legion of Mary, as an active member, going out, visiting people in their homes, or doing the Pilgrim Virgin statue, or doing Sacred Heart enthronements, visiting the sick, the shut-ins, the nursing homes, the hospitals, doing all of this beautiful work. It's participating in Mary's motherhood of souls. See, Frank Duff says, true devotion to Mary obliges us to become apostles, because then we're truly entering into Mary's desire to save souls. So I encourage you to persevere in your 33-day preparation and keep reading the books, keep praying your rosary, wearing your sacramentals, and staying close to our Lord and our Blessed Mother. So again, pick a day and give yourself away, and I hope you have a wonderful and blessed consecration on March 25th. God bless you.